Let's go back to the telephones. Cliff, thank you for waiting. You're on 84 WHAS.
Cliff Jones?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I was going back sometime. I've been around a couple of years, you know. And did you ever hear of the J.E. Mann's Mountaineers?
No.
Ever heard of him?
Yes.
Clarence knows him.
Oh, Lord. Yes. He did one of my favorite old songs. It's called Run Mountain, Take a Little Skip. You ever hear that?
Maple on the Hill was another one.
Yes.
No, I go back a long way. You ever hear the Monroe Brothers?
Yes. There were three of them.
Well, see, that's right. See, I was born near Roseanne, Kentucky, where they're from. I was raised up with Bill Monroe. And I knew him very well, him and Charlie both.
And don't forget Birch.
Oh, yeah, Birch Monroe, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to do a little... I'm a musician myself.
Uh-huh.
I play bluegrass. Did you ever hear... You've heard of the late Jimmy Osborne, I guess.
Yes,
sure.
I wrote some lyrics for him one time, and he and I put together a song one time. Of course, I didn't get no credit for it, but he was a good friend of mine, see. Missing in Action, I believe, was... you remember that one, don't you?
Yes, I loved all his works, too. Death of Little Kathy Fiscus, all those songs.
Well, Cliff, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I thank you for calling tonight. Let me go to Larry. You're on 84 WHAS.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi. Good evening.
I've got about three things to ask.
All right.
It seems as if the Kentucky Headhunters are getting ready to release a single called Let's Work Together. And it seems as if that's an older tune. Is that
Wilbert Harrison?
That?
Mm-hmm. Wilbert Harrison.
Yeah, I couldn't remember who had that out
for. Right.
Some years ago. And
Boy, they need a hit too. Bad.
I was wondering. I haven't heard much from them lately.
Boy, they have put out some dog records, Joe.
Really?
But let me tell you something about those dog records. They're smart enough to put some of their past hits on the B side so that it'll sell. Like last two has had Dumas Walker, and yeah. So they're smart enough to put some of their old hits on the B side.
Yeah, but for a group that started out like they did or whatever, I was really disappointed, for example,
yes,
to do the Davy Crockett song and things like that.
Yeah.
And, pretty bad.
Well, y'all covered part of what I was going to talk about. I noticed there's no real rock and roll being played on radio hardly anymore. Is that because all that synthesized music?
Well,
of course, it depends on how you define rock and roll.
Right.
That's the
right
thing. You know, rock and roll to one person can have a different meaning than perhaps to another.
Well, I notice there's not a whole lot being played on radio. Of course, I don't like heavy metal so much.
See right there. See, you have to qualify that. Someone else may say, well, I don't hear any heavy metal on the radio, and they love it, and you don't like heavy metal, and so you don't classify heavy metal as something you like to hear.
Over at the Teeny Weeny station, they're appealing to the kids. They're playing a lot of dance music and that type of thing, and I guess that's rock and roll. Just depends on your frame of reference.
Well, we all know that's not rock and roll they're playing over there anyway.
Well, there's a lot of kids who'd argue with you on that, Larry.
Johnny, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Are you still doing any announcing at the wrestling matches?
No, I guess I retired from that, Larry, when I moved away from Louisville. There went the career in ring announcing for wrestling. It was nice for the 5 years it lasted.
Now, did the Sheik really whip you?
Boy, did he ever. The Sheik worked me over, but good. The problem was I introduced him for the wrong country. This is back when the Syrians and the Arabians were fighting. Of course, they've been doing that forever. And either he's from Syria or Arabia, one or the other, and I introduced him for the wrong country, and he worked me over really good.
Are you serious? He really worked you over?
Absolutely. In fact, I had a long-sleeve shirt on, and he took with one hand, grabbed my shirt right there in my chest, and ripped the shirt, and I had one cuff left. That's all I had.
This had nothing to do with your leaving town, right, John?
It was in the wintertime, and I ran. First of all, he threw me over the top rope of the ring, and then I looked up from the floor and saw him coming over feet first after me, and I don't know how many rows of chairs I leaped over, and I ran clear to the top of the Louisville Gardens Arena and turned around. He's coming up out of the steps, up the steps after me. I ended up running down Walnut Street here in Louisville, away from here. Yes, sir, he did beat me up.
Well, who was the promoter at that time?
It was the Jarretts were promoting.
Oh, Jarretts in charge then? Eddie Marlin and that crew?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
So what happened about that, John? Did they just pat him on the head and tell him not to do it again? Or
well, the deal I had was I entered at my own risk.
Is that right?
I didn't know that's how that worked.
Well, that's how it worked with me.
That's how it worked with John.
I guess I was young and stupid.
I just hope the Sheik's not listening tonight, because John still doesn't know if he's from Syria or wherever. He may come in at him again.
Yeah, let somebody tell Johnny that's fake now.
No, it didn't. No, buddy.
All right, Larry.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tim.
Cut him off.
He's a Sheik's closest personal friend. We're going to come back here 10:36 on 84 WHAS.
Go after him.
That's right. Joe Elliott at 571-8484 and toll-free 800-444-8484. Talking with Johnny Randolph, Leonard Yates, and Clarence Lipster in the studio tonight. We'll take a short break, come back, and get to your call. Stay with us.
84 WHAS.
The holiday season, full of festive, warm feelings and family get-togethers. But for some, for whatever reasons, the holidays bring depression. If you're subject to the blues this time of year and feel that some personal counseling can help you cope, Frager and Associates lends an understanding ear. Doctors Stan Frager and his staff of professionals can help you with a brighter outlook on yourself and those around you. Also, if you're planning a New Year's resolution to stop smoking or lose weight, Frager and Associates provide the support you need to conquer your goals. In other words, they help you help yourself to change your life, to cope with worry and stress, or work through problems in your marriage or relationship. So if the holidays are not always ho-ho-ho for you, and you need someone to talk to, pick up the phone now and call Frager & Associates, 893-6654. That's 893-6654. Frager & Associates, they're your friends, and they can help.
Imagine a misty, fog-shrouded evening on Dublin Bay. It's Hothead Village, and the music you're hearing is coming from the Abbey Tavern. This is just one of the many places you'll visit on the 84 WHAS Tour of Ireland over St. Patrick's Week in March. This is Jack Fox. I'll introduce you to the mountains, the cliffs of Moher, castles, the Ring of Kerry, Blarney, the pubs, the music, and some friends we've met along the way. Reserve your place with a $150 deposit at International Tours. Call 425-0163. St. Patrick's Week in Ireland from 84 WHAS.
84 WHAS, Joe Elliott in conversation tonight, and we'll go right back to the phones and talk to Tommy. Thank you for waiting, and you're on the air.
Thank you, Joe. I have a question here for Clarence.
About, yes.
There used to be a group out, I'm sure you know, the Uriah Heep.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, they had an album out called Sweet Freedom, and it had a cut on it called Stealing. You familiar with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I was looking for this album. I went to two or three different record stores. I can find the Demons and the Wizards and several other Uriah Heep albums, but I can't find this particular album anywhere. Is there a reason for that?
Yes, besides it being out of print, the only source that I know is a import. For some reason, they've discontinued that particular album.
Is that right?
Yes.
Could you tell me some way or another how I go about getting this?
What I would do is I would check with anybody that carries imports,
mm-hmm.
and there's quite a few stores here in town that does. I do also, so
okay.
They should be able to get that for you.
Okay, I was just wondering about that. Personally, I think, you were talking about that synthesized music a little while ago, but as far as I'm concerned, these guys were real rockers, you know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
I hear you, man.
Okay, well, listen, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Tommy, hope you call us back sometime. Okay, have a happy New Year.
I'm a night worker, and all I got access to is AM radio, and you guys keep me hopping. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate right. that. Hey, real men are on AM. That's what I always say.
Amen.
Head on their chest and everything.
That's right. Frida, 84 WHAS. Good evening.
Did you say Frida?
Uh-huh.
Listen, I want to know if any of you all ever heard of the New Year's Eve waltz.
The New Year's Eve waltz.
Now, I've heard it played on the air, but not lately. This was back in the first part of the 60s. There was a disc jockey by the name of Kenny Holiday.
I think
he was at WTMT,
yeah.
or one of those country music
uh-huh.
places in Louisville. But whether the record was ever put on the market, I don't know.
Does that ring a bell with you guys?
No, it doesn't. I'm a country music disc jockey in the mornings in Danville on our FM station, and I'm not familiar with that.
That one we don't have any information on, I'm afraid.
My goodness, I've tried everywhere.
Well, I wish we could help you tonight, but we're
just looked in the books here and don't see it.
Doesn't show. Probably one of those obscure type songs the DJ probably played.
Country.
Thanks, Frida. Let me go to Joe. You're on 84 WHAS. Where are you calling from tonight?
Are you there?
Yes, sir. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling forward, Frankfort.
All right.
Got a couple of questions, and you've got some experts there that can obviously help. And I'll express an opinion about something.
Okay.
For a couple of years, I've tried to remember who, besides Wilbert Harrison, and you mentioned him a few minutes ago, had a at least a hit of Kansas City at the same time as Harrison did.
Wow, that'd rule out the Beatles.
There were several that...
That was
different arrangements. Let's see, what, when Hank Ballard have a version of the song?
It must have been Ballard's, yes. Yeah, that was it. And I grew up down in western Kentucky, Bowling Green area, and it was close to Nashville, and we used to get kind of stuff that a lot of other country, seems like a lot of other parts of the country didn't get.
Little Richard.
Little Richard had the version. It was a little different arrangement, right, at that time.
Yeah, but I guess I was thinking Hank Ballard. Now, the other one was, I was talking about a few minutes ago about... albums out of print and so forth. It was my understanding for many years that Miles Davis's Sketches of Spain was the record setting album for staying in print. Was that so?
I've not
heard
that.
I think that thing went out of print until 1987. And it went in 1960.
Interesting question.
I can't. I mean, there's some soundtrack original cast things have been in print longer than that.
Yes.
So I wouldn't think if that's the exact data you're talking about, I wouldn't think that'd be correct.
Well, okay. Well, I understood that. Okay. Well, see, I'm talking to experts. You guys know this. Next question: is there any decent market today for classical albums? All the 78 RPMs that have not been re-released. I'm talking about the Capitol. I'm talking about some Capitol stuff. I'm talking about an awful lot of Columbia and RCA stuff. Because I've got an awful lot of it that I picked up back in the early 70s over in Louisville.
The problem that I've got coming from the standpoint of a collector, it's not my field, but I'm not sure what has and hasn't been released. If you've truly got some things that have not been released, there may be some market somewhere, but the classical market, again, is a rather limited market.
Well, if you take
a good, advertising form for that in the New Yorker magazine. I haven't seen it in a number of years, so I don't know if it's good.
Well, if you take, say, for example, the RCA Victor Red Seal series that they put out on classical several years ago, those may not have been reissued, but the same movements have been put out on a CD, for example.
Yeah. Well, the Red Seals were 33 and a third, I thought. I don't recall if they actually had the Red Seal on the old 78.
No, that is true. But, of course, the 78, the problem there is that you have such a noise factor. With the classical music, you have the low passages, and this is even true on the 33 of the albums,
right,
too.
What I would advise you to do is some of the collector's magazines, like Goldmine Discoveries, have sections of classified ads for classical music.
That's
and you
a
might
good
want
idea.
To pick up some of those magazines and check those sections, because that's a fairly limited market. You might get some leads there.
Okay, now then, I'm going to throw in, a while ago you said, what is rock and roll? Okay, if remember the song Rock and Roll Music, if it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it.
Right.
Well, it takes 2/4 time, it takes a backbeat. It's got to be, you got to be able to dance to it, quote. And it's got to not be very serious. And in that vein, I'll just leave this for anybody else who may want to disagree. My old start of argument during what's left of the evening here is that the best and raunchiest rock and roll music ever recorded was a song by Little Richard called "Good Golly Miss Molly."
All right, there's the ultimate rock and roll song, according to Joe and Frank.
Good points, Harry. Really
yes.
Does. Good points.
Of course, when you talk about it, it's got to be have a backbeat, that type of thing. You're throwing out a whole lot of music that made it on the rock charts.
Well, look at the stuff that's on the country charts today.
You know, that's true. If we took somebody in a time capsule from 1960 or something, and they were a big country music fan, and we brought them into 1991. They wouldn't recognize, they'd turn on your country music station, John, and they'd say, that's not country music.
That is true. That is true. There are those that do that. You have people out there who say, wait a minute, this is too slick. This isn't the way it should be. This isn't the grand old opera tradition or whatever.
Do you have a lot of folks who are still, the tradition of Kitty Wells and those type of things?
Kitty Wells, generally, no. Someone will say, boy, they don't make them like to do when Kitty Wells made a song. Then they'll hear a Kitty Wells record. They'll decide that maybe they were not correct in their assumption. It's just, not picking on Kitty Wells, but just a song you haven't heard in many, many years, or an artist, and you hear that, and it just doesn't seem to fit into today's mode. Again, on the plus side of Kitty Wells, she did an album with the Allman Brothers, so...
What about you play and program country music every day. What about an artist like Loretta Lynn? There's an artist who had tremendous success, but we sure don't hear much Loretta Lynn.
No,
anymore.
Very little. Loretta Lynn has virtually vanished from the charts. I don't recall. I've been in country radio about 10 or 15 years now, and I don't recall what the last Loretta song was, and I'm not sure that I've ever played a Loretta song that was currently popular.
You play any of her music, the older music?
Very little.
Clarence, anybody buying Loretta Lynn these days?
Very, very little.
Is that right?
It's unfortunate, too.
You know, you wonder, some of these artists. Now, Conway, of course, they were so hot together, but Conway really made that transition very well. There's an artist who still has some hits and is still doing reasonably well in the charts.
He does well after all these years. He may hold the record for longevity because he started out in, 1957 with his only make-believe,
right.
Or 58, and
yeah.
He's
held it better than
hits.
Most. In fact, Joe, one of the things in country music, it seems like there's about a 10 or 15-year hit cycle. The big artists we're talking, not the big artists generally last as far as top 10 type hits, 10 or 15 years. Loretta lasted going from 1962 all the way to 1982, 20 years having top 10 country records fall in there, and that's tremendous. She still had some songs charting not real big in the late 1980s, but she's pretty much faded now the last 3 or 4 years according to the, you know, what you can research.
It's very difficult for the artists, the established artists these days because of the influx of the new artists. Yeah, when you have Garth Brooks and Randy Travis, et cetera, it's just tough for Loretta Lynn.
But what about an artist like Patsy Cline? There's an enormous resurgence of people who love Patsy Cline. Her CDs are out.
That is true, and Patsy Cline tests very well on our country station. The difference there is, Joe, I believe that Patsy Cline is kind of like a Nat King Cole. Sounds very contemporary today. She doesn't sound dated. It's hard to believe she got killed in 1962 or 63.
It really is. 63, mm-hmm. March. Mm-hmm. The thing about Patsy Cline, Owen Bradley made some great decisions on recording her. They recorded some great contemporary, almost pop things with her. They were really almost more pop than country at the time they were recorded. Plus, she recorded a lot of standards.
Yes,
she
right.
held up very well over the years. And, great arrangements that were done at that time. And the material and the productions held up very well.
There usually seems to be some stars who are deceased that continue to test
transcend
very well.
The time.
The Buddy Hollies and this type thing.
Let's go back to the telephones. Perry, 84 WHAS, good evening.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Real good.
I have a couple questions for you, talking about country music. They concern the same person. The first question is, has anybody in your panel heard of a song that possibly Wesley Rose, Fred Rose's son, has locked away in a vault by Hank Williams Sr. called I've Got a Reserve Seat in Hell?
No, I haven't. Hank, you say junior or senior?
Senior.
Senior. I would say this, that if there is such a song that is locked in a vault somewhere that he recorded, I'm sure it would be out. Hank Sr. continues to sell very well, if I may quote Leonard Yates from our last program we had here in July. And one of the award-winning videos a few years back, just a couple years back, A Tear in My Beer, that was an old acetate that an acquaintance of Hank Sr. found in an attic in Beaumont, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And they took and reworked that and put some strings and fiddles on that type of thing.
Phil Lister.
Right. I would say that if such a song would be available, that it would have been out by now.
Well, that takes me to my next question. They came out with a new box set by Hank Sr., and on that it had Tear in My Beer and two other songs that hadn't been released, and one of them was recorded probably 1942. And I'm Not Coming Home Anymore.
Right.
And that's the reason I was asking. I got this album, but I was, it's quote, I say album. I had to buy it in a cassette. They only had a cassette and CD. Is that available on an album?
The box set?
Like these Polydor double albums. It took me forever to collect them. There's eight of those. It's chronological order, and I was trying to run down something like this on an album.
Clarence?
Well, if you're asking if the new box set's available on album, no, it's not. But the doubles that you've got has been deleted, so hang on to those.
All right, well, I have every one double. They've been played one time on a cassette. Mm. Put away.
Perry, thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you.
By the way, that's going to make my country title Hall of Fame, too, if that thing ever comes out. I got a reserve seat in hell. That's a good one, boys.
That's even better. I got tears in my ears and lying on my back crying over you.
That's good. I like that one, too. Color Radar forecast from the Weather Center. Meteorologist Chuck Taylor says mostly clear, cold, and 28 overnight tonight. And Chuck says tomorrow fair and mild with a high of around 52. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, low of 30. And for Friday becoming mostly cloudy with daytime highs around 47. 37 in Louisville from 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
For Kentuckiana's best deals on Pontiacs, Chevrolets, GMC trucks, and Geos, there's only one name you need to know, and that's Browning in Eminence. Louisville customers can make the scenic 25-minute drive out Highway 22 or take I-64 to Shelbyville and follow Highway 55 north to Eminence. They've never had a better selection of program cars than you'll find now. And for a limited time, you can finance Pontiac's exciting new Bonneville for up to 48 months at an unbelievably low 2.9% APR. You've got to see and drive the new Bonneville to appreciate the total comfort and appeal this newly designed car has to offer. And here's a special invitation to all you bowlers out there. On New Year's Day, Browning Pontiac Chevrolet is sponsoring a holiday tournament at 10 Penn Lanes with guaranteed prize money of $500 for second place and $1,000 for first place. For shift times and entry fee info, just call 10 Penn Lanes. For the Louisville Bowling Association congratulates Marlon Browning on being inducted to the Hall of Fame in 1991.
Take your holiday film to Kroger for processing. Save 25% and get photo freebies too. Take all the pictures you want this holiday season. Then take your film to Kroger and get free prints or enlargements with every roll you process. You shop at Kroger for groceries, right? Now save time and money by taking all of your holiday film to Kroger and have it processed easy as 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Kroger's photo guarantee.
Back to the telephones at 571-8484 and toll-free 800-444-8484. Let's go to Christine. You're on the air. Good evening.
Yes. When they were talking about the song Blossom.
Right.
And Little Blossom. I heard the name was Little Blossom or Blossom. And back, it must have been in the 30s, Bradley Kincaid, a WSM, and the Grand Ole Opry used to sing that song. And I would think the name came from the little girl. It was his little girl, and he was drunk. And in his drunken rage, throwing something or something, anyway, he killed the little girl. And at the end of the song, a poor little innocent blossom laying, you know, quivering, something dead at his feet, and quivering and crushed at his feet, I believe is the way the song went.
Wow.
And I would think the name...
Boy, that's rough.
Yes. The father would go out to this pretty store, she called it, and she left to go to try to find her father. And he was drunk. And, well, he, and in the song, it's about what he would do. He would come home and fall up the stairs and throw chairs and things at her mother. And, well, you know, and if just a story in it, then he was sad. And Bradley Kincaid would almost make me cry when I was a child to hear him back in the 30s.
Wow.
But now I haven't heard it lately.
That's the Blossom story.
That's the amazing thing about AM radio. We're real men are, right? You know,
where
else would you get the question and the answer to that within a two-hour period?
That's right. Yeah. That's pretty good. Thank you for the call tonight, Christine. Let me go to Roger. You're on 84 WHAS.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Real good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Just I've been exiled to the basement tonight to prepare to move. I'd like to wish everybody from the 425th Quartermaster Company in Jacksonville, Indiana, and the 417th in Scottsburg, welcome home and Merry Christmas from Desert Storm. I was with the 425th, and we departed. This is our first time back with our families for a decent holiday.
Well, there's a Merry Christmas.
Yes,
I bet.
So, like I say, I just want to say hi to everybody, and thanks to all the wives and boyfriends and girlfriends, and to all the members that help support us during our time of need. And,
all right, Roger.
Merry Christmas to y'all and to all the listeners.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We're at 10:56 on 84 WHAS. John, the bad news is, I know you got a busy day tomorrow. You have to duck out of here at 11 o'clock.
Have to duck out at 11, yes.
Let me hit you for a couple of quick ones here. What
sure.
any new, we're not going to talk about artists specifically, but as you look at how country music has changed over the past couple of years with the emergences of the Garth Brooks and the Travis Tritts and all those folks, you see another new influx of artists coming in the next year or so?
I don't know who it would be. They keep coming. It's been going on for the past 3 or 4 years, Joe. Probably a third, maybe two-thirds of the chart are artists that were unheard of maybe 3 years ago. They just keep on coming. And one thing that helps this is that a lot of country radio stations are what we say in the business current intensive. In other words, they play songs that are popular today. And there are several other formats that don't do that. Now, the top 40 formats do that, and country formats do that to a degree. And that also helps, because there's a lot of music being exposed out there.
The oldies country stations, you know, there's a lot of oldies rock stations. The oldies country stations, are there formats on the air where they play the Loretta Lynns and the Hank Thompsons and those type of things?
Marginal success.
Not a rousing success.
No, the thing with that is that the bass is not there. If you are playing rock oldies, you have a whole era of people who grew up in that era, and you have people who did not that are interested in that. But in country, the bulk of the audience did not grow up in that area. You have the niche of people that did,
right.
But it's simply a case of the bass is just not there. And the people who like country today can't relate to that sound.
I have just a moment left, but the people who are listening to country music now, they grew up in many cases listening to the old wacky and the rock station.
They sure did. In fact, country radio as a whole shares about 50% of its audience with a popular music station, which was unheard of several years ago.
Boy, that's fascinating stuff. We'll see where it goes. Well, John, as always, I appreciate you coming in and giving up your Christmas night. Have a safe trip back home. And
thank you, sir.
All your endeavors. Johnny Randolph at WMGE and WHIR, and maybe we'll do this again sometime
soon.
Good,
hope so. Thank you,
Joe. Thank you, John. We've still got Clarence Lidster and Leonard Yates. You guys ready to take some more calls for us?
We're ready.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to see if we can... No more Blossom calls, but I think we've got the Blossom thing straightened out. But I want to get next hour your predictions on where you think things are going in 92 and that type of thing as well. Leonard Yates, longtime record collector in the Kentuckiana area, and Clarence Lidster with C's Records. And Clarence, we'll just tell folks that your shop is located on Dixie Highway, and we'll give that number one more time if folks want to want to give you a call tomorrow or sometime.
Okay, telephone number is 447-1808, and I'm at 5131 Dixie Highway.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get caught up on all the latest news from ABC. Come back and get a chance to talk with Clarence and Leonard a little more here on 84 WHAS. Talk a little more music trivia and have some more fun until Joe Donovan rolls in here at midnight tonight with the all-night rock and roll revival on 84 WHAS.
The news leader, 84 WHAS Louisville. News on the hour.